So here it is. We're beginning. Rohini Kanaganti, thank you so much.
Can everybody hear me? And the voice and the sound is just right, Dave? I'm so delighted that I get to use my hands. Hello, everybody. Just a round of your hands for who was here for the last lecture on laughter in the body. So approximately, I'd say 20 to 30% of you. Okay, that's helpful to know. Thank you so much for being here. The reason, but before I go there, I'll have to mention something incredibly important. The bathroom's actually open no matter what it says out there, and I know that several of us might need to use the bathroom during the lecture. So the bathroom is open and there is a water fountain right there. Because I'm so focused on receiving whatever is shared here, all of us giving or receiving through our bodies rather than just through our heads, I encourage you to take care of your body however you need to during the lecture. And even if that means that you close your eyes and fall asleep for a few minutes. And sometimes that is the most restful thing that you can do. I also invite you to just wiggle in your seat a little bit and find a comfortable space and just move your shoulders and make sure that your feet are both on the ground. Many of us love crossing our legs. Please feel free to do that, but the physical therapist part of me, and that's a very little part, I don't know very much physical therapy, they've taught me that we are most balanced when both our feet are on the ground. And this lecture in particular, I wanted to put together to bring together traumatic stress with laughter. I haven't seen this done. We're going out on a limb. And there may be many opportunities here for you to feel a little frightened, uncomfortable, jumpy. In which case, I invite you once again to take care of yourselves however you need to. And that could be just truly closing your eyes and checking out for a little bit, however you need to. So welcome again. I'm so glad that you're here. Just a recap on what this is. The reason that I wanted to talk about laughter is because I think this is an incredibly underutilized free resource we have. Most of my patients are on a ton of medications and supplements. And for those of us living in Boulder, I'm sure we each have at least 5 supplements. How, you know, I do. And here are the supplements right here. They are so free. And I wanted to divide this up into 3 parts. Part number 1 was on how laughter affects the body. And so we went into some generalities about laughter. And how, what does it do to the immune system? What does it do to the cardiovascular system? What does it do to the brain? We won't repeat that this time. This time, I was very dedicated to truly going back to the first lecture in which we spoke about traumatic stress and its impact on the body. And is there anybody here who attended that first lecture? This has been now 2 summers ago. 2 people, 3 or 4. And I'll talk about this in just a second. I'll talk about it now. The second passed, you noticed. I keep my promises. And so very briefly, what is traumatic stress? Trauma is identified as that experience which exceeds our ability to cope. And that can be said of stress as well. We can have a little formula in which we say Life is full of challenge, and when that challenge meets resource, there is resilience. When that challenge does not meet resource, there is stress. But still, even in stress, there is actually a good bit of coping. The adrenaline's pumping, the cortisol's pumping, but we take it to an extreme where there is a sense of hopelessness and there is an overall collapse. What is important to know is that there are two main responses to a trauma that we have. One is rigidity, and the other one is chaos. And many people in the field of trauma talk about the river of integration as being the place where we need to get to. And perhaps that river of integration can be called resilience. So our lectures on trauma were followed by Ariel Schwartz organizing a series on resilience, some of which informs what we're doing today. In order to honor friends of mine who are sitting here who've just had some very bad news, I have three things to say. It turns out that the thing about being human is that we are terribly human. Number two, it is not how strong we are or how intelligent we are that determines how resilient we are. It turns out that it's based on how adaptable we are to life circumstance. Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine and many ancient forms of medicine say exactly the same thing. So this is about resilience. If we take a look at resilience, the process of resilience, we cultivate and experience our emotions differently. We are more open to our emotions. We cultivate a different belief system on the way. We are open to finding meaning in the experience. If we look at resilience not as a process but as the outcome, what happens is that we have a different belief system. Sometimes there's actually a spiritual awakening. We come out no longer identifying ourselves with the traumatic event, but as separate from that event. We have found in ourselves an openness to resource and to help. My personal theory is that laughter is an incredibly efficient way of seeking out that resilience, of putting resource with traumatic stress right off the bat. And so here we are. I introduce to you Joel Werner, a journalist and a co-author of the book that just came out a couple of months ago, The Humor Code. Those of you who were here for the last lecture heard Peter McGraw speak about it, who co-authored this book with Joel. And I will leave it at that I'm really absolutely interested in what Joel has to say from a journalist's perspective of where does humor and laughter and real-world crises come in. Following Joel, we'll have Barry Erdman speak, who is the inspiration for this series for me on laughter. And Barry Erdman is a psychotherapist who has a wonderful website purely about humor, and he frequently encounters and seeks out that humor response as a healing response in his work with clients. Barry will be followed by a short film which features Annette Goodhart, and then I will follow after that. And like last time, in which I did a lot of laughter yoga, which was kind of raucous, this time too, I'm always focused on doing something that's experiential. So we're going to be very experiential. So I'll turn it over to Joel. Thank you. Whatever you want.